Welcome to the Gatecast.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
We're off to see the wizard.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Good evening, folk. As part of our regular release schedule, we're going to be recording more frequently, but still releasing weekly, so this may not necessarily be the day that you see it, as a result of which the news that you get, if there is news at the end of an episode, may not be particularly current. However, we are now recording Thor's Chariot, which is Season 2, Episode 6 in my running order. What's it in yours?
It's the same order on the UK disc.
Oh. So do you think Showtime settled a bit, or Sky decided to follow the Showtime aspect? My understanding is the UK discs weren't released until Sky got it, were they?
I'm not exactly sure when they came out, but they actually started releasing them in volumes fairly quickly once the first season was out of the way. They released them in about once every 6 weeks or so throughout the year.
Which is a way of ripping the fans off, and they're doing it with SGU, but you've discussed that before.
Oh, yes. Back then, I was desperate for any Stargate, so I was buying the volumes as and when they came out. And, of course, I had a lot more disposable income back then.
Yes,
I've grown up a bit now.
And the economy has shrunk.
Yes, exactly.
It's shrunk more being transferred to the government and their cronies, but this is not a political discussion. Maybe by the time we get to about Season 6, we might have devolved into the political discussions and the ramifications of Stargate as a metaphor for the way the world is falling apart, but not yet.
Not yet. Something to look forward to, though.
Assuming you're all still here. As I was saying off-air, when you go into the title card, do you get the same title card I do? Or, of course, you have it in a different format now?
Quite sure. I've got the episode queued up, so...
The title card shows a picture of Thor, which is a bit of a spoiler if you haven't actually seen the episode yet. We expect loyal fans who haven't seen it to just stick the disc in and click play all and sit there until it's finished.
Yeah.
But I'm hitting play now, and I'm assuming it'll take a couple of seconds for the lion to start roaring. Line still hasn't appeared. And there's the line. And there's me forgetting to lower it yet again.
P5C-629 is located directly in the corridor that Goa'uld used to reach our solar system. This is our best platform for the Seeker project.
We're in business then.
Yes, we have Carter writing on the board with what looks like permanent marker.
And lipstick.
Black lipstick.
That's not black, it's red.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you mean the fact that she's wearing lipstick?
The marks on the glass panel are red as well.
No, the mark she was going down the middle of the two red marks.
No one's due back today.
We have an inbound traveller. No SGC full code.
Interesting reflection. Do you think that's one of the lights haloing on the camera there? Bit of a screw-up. She's left of the non-Walter person's face.
That is unauthorized.
Oh, no Walter. Well, something at the gate.
Yes.
I don't know.
I was so happy last week when Walter appeared. A high point, in otherwise truly crap episode. That looked very CG.
Yeah.
The opening of the iris there.
There was no organic residue, but they did pick up a faint nuclear signature. Traces of iridium.
Iridium? That's the radioactive stuff we put in the Sagan Institute box we left on Sumeria.
You got it. I wanted it there because it would leave a very recognizable signature, and...
Same stuff.
Yeah.
Weren't the locals supposed to give that box to Thor? Whoever, whatever he is.
Wouldn't they have recognized the dial-in address? I mean, this is an issue I've got. Can't they tell where the gate is coming from?
You would have thought so, although perhaps the interface they've got doesn't allow them to access the gate data in that way.
Whereas if they had... But they have a DHD.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they bloody do.
Where is it then?
There's a DHD on Earth.
Yeah, but they don't have it.
Okay, the NID has it. They, in the sense of the... We've done that episode. No, not that gate. The gate they found...
Oh, that one. Well, it doesn't work, does it?
Well, not with... It might work with their gate if they were in. Or they could just take their gate out and put the other gate in.
Let's say it's physically damaged and they can't repair it. That's why it's never mentioned since then.
Oh, not just that they actually forgot they had it. And the script writers went about 3 seasons later. Oh, yeah. Don't we have one of those?
Probe should be there now.
Oh dear.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Are we out of sync already? I'm seeing bodies on the screen. I'm seeing Jafar bodies.
And a broken Hammer of the Gods.
Those wounds appear to have been caused by staff weapons.
Friend of yours, Till?
Clearly, Samaria is no longer safe from the Goa'uld.
Whoa, hand right.
And a woman.
That's Gerwin. The woman who showed us around.
A woman who's not dead.
Gerwin, who we've seen from Hammer of the Gods.
Yes.
Played by Tamsin Kelsey.
Indeed.
A recurring character. Ooh. Regular work.
How do regular work? We haven't seen her for about 12 episodes.
The Etons have come. Please help us.
She looks upset. Oh, they feel bad.
Yeah, oops.
We screw it. Oops. Half the population's been slaughtered, the half's probably been enslaved, and all you can say is oops. Anyways, oops. That's the standard gate opening stock shot. Did I hear audio on your end there?
I don't think so. I haven't got any audio playing that you can hear.
I seriously doubt you can hear the audio I've got playing because I can barely hear it myself.
Turn it up if you want. It won't bother me.
No problem.
Right, Thor's Chariot, written by Catherine Powers, one of the regular writers, directed by William Geraghty. Again, another semi-regular director.
Hmm. Sounds Irish.
Could be, yep.
Did they actually spell it the Irish way? He said, picking up the box.
Gereghty.
Yes. Yeah, I think what surprised me is the fact that you didn't pronounce it Geraghty.
Oh.
Sumerians used the word Eton for ghouls. Gerwin said the Etons are there.
Yeah,
Sparrow Staircase.
Which we mentioned off air. Tasman Kelsey.
Yep.
Who I still think that borders on child cruelty. Why? Why or why would you name a child Tasman?
Tamsin.
Is it Tamsin?
Tamsin, yep.
Okay. Obviously, my brain read it as Tasman.
If none of the scouts reports back, it is a deterrent to invasion.
Point is, sir, the Goa'uld are there, and the locals aren't exactly much of a match for them.
General, if we did screw up their world, we should take a little responsibility for fixing it, don't you think?
Well said, Jack.
What? I don't take great pride in my reputation as Mr. Positive. The de-Goa'ulding thing.
The destruction of the hammer device to save my life may have caused this. If so, I am responsible.
General, I gave the order.
And I fired the staff at the machine.
And I was there.
Tuck's being all noble, isn't he?
He's being honest.
Yes, but I am solely responsible is hardly. The other thing is, why would they only send SG-1? I mean, if this should be a combat mission, they should send at least a squad of Marines with them.
You would have thought so. So many extras and so much high budget.
All right. But keep your heads up on this one.
Don't keep your heads up, keep your heads down. The gate's in a different position, all those trees have grown real, real fast. Now that's... because it was an empty meadow before.
No hostiles in sight, sir.
Completely empty.
Oh, yeah, it was. You could see a tree line about half a mile away and a little cart track.
Lots of people in generic brown. Ooh, axe. Sorry. That was who called me doing the magpie thing, wasn't it? It was like, ooh, shiny.
Shiny.
What's nice is the axe buried in the back of the Jafar armor.
Well, that's a problem with a staff weapon. It's not too bad long range, but if somebody gets inside of it...
then you bashed him with a la Braytac.
Home. Kids?
Whoa, did that just expand the top of it?
Now that... no weekend hunting lunch.
That's growing fast. That's growing very fast.
She's the... is she the ex-host?
No.
Gerwin!
You return. Kendra said you'd come. She never doubted it.
What happened?
I thought it was Ragnarok.
There is an ex-host on this world, though.
There was, yes.
What do you mean there was?
We'll find out in a bit.
There was fire in the heavens. 5 or 6 bursts in the sky in a straight line. But no sound. Then we heard an evil thunder and a great metal point came through the clouds.
A Goa'uld Hatak. A pyramid ship.
You stand there looking stoically bald. You know, this is unusual weather for Canada. It's actually dark. I mean, it's cloudy, it's overcast. You think they'd normally film during sunny weather.
Well, it probably sets the mood for the episode.
She gave me a box. She told me to fly it through the portal. She said you'd know what it meant. The cost of sending it was great.
The men who died here.
My husband and his brothers.
Now, here's the thing. The weapons are lying around. Why not pick them up?
Get under cover. Kill!
Yeah, didn't the other Jafar seem to be facing the wrong way?
Yes.
And Teok's aim seems to have gotten a lot worse in the last few episodes.
Yeah, there are times he can hit a little fly from off a mile away, but...
Yeah, there's a time they can cut a fly in half.
That's it, get the little grenades out. Always come in handy, they do.
Yeah, if they're already running away. I don't know where a grenade is, why would they run away from it? But yeah, their aim's not much better. I mean, honestly, I like the 100 things I would do if I was an evil dictator. I mean, anyone who can't hit a man-sized target from 10 feet away should be used for target practice.
Now, what's that from?
It's from the 100 things I would do if I was an evil dictator. There's no reason for them to give up, though, is there?
Not a lot, no.
Aside from the fact that they realise, you know what, we can't seem to hit these guys. Where'd they go?
We're getting paid to chase them, so we'll chase them.
No, you see, in that situation, you know what I'd do? I would stand still, get the other guy to face the other way, and create 2 hemispheres of crossing fire.
Yeah.
In a complete circle. Just make sure you get them. If nothing screams and falls over, then you go on. Military critique of
Daniel, he dies for cover. You got to be careful drawing that sword when there's people behind you.
Especially, I mean, realistically, Sam should be staggering back with blood running down her face and cutting her forehead. You don't approach someone that closely when they're about to backswing.
Right, where to? Well, as a former Gould host, Kendra would probably be a help. Can you take us to her?
Don't do the whole in the middle of the backswing thing. Yes, that was a reference. If you've seen the episode, you'll get it. If you haven't, you won't. But I think it's around season 6. Can't they go into the old town? Oh, that's where your woman was, isn't it? Or is that our village?
It just looks like a little...
temple-y thing.
Kendra and her family reside here. Hopefully she's now with Thor.
Mm. No, it isn't. It's a Kendra.
Sorry? There's all the...
Yeah, unless that's things. Where they just buried her. Because otherwise, these trees have grown incredibly fast as well.
Maybe it's a planetary thing.
It could be.
You know, on this planet, trees grow incredibly fast.
What's the name from last week was right to question the miracle of trees. Well, there's something strange about trees here.
Kendra used her knowledge only to heal, and this was her reward. They've already killed over half of our people.
So she's dead anyway.
Yeah, Kendra, wasn't it? Kendra.
But do we get the point now that Carter realizes she might be able to use these?
It's customary to leave a person's favorite items outside the grave to take with them on their journey to Thor. These items are of no use now to any of us. They belong with Kendra.
Or is she going to try?
Oh, she's going to try.
Yeah, it's a Jon and Arya thing, isn't it?
Yep.
But it kind of reminds me of the first Hellboy movie.
Why?
Do you recall there was a creature that was sort of sand and clockwork?
Yeah.
Yeah. That glove device. How much Nacrata leaked into our bloody blood? How much do you need?
Quite a bit, obviously.
Surely Sam would have done... Surely Sam now wants to research the amount of Nacrata...
You must retain the ability because you were a host to Jolinar.
Yeah, but I have no control over this.
Is it just the Nacrata, or is it the fact that Jolinar's memories are in there as well and the methodology is there?
Are you ready to move out of here?
Little discovery here. Sam seems to have the ability to use Ghoul technology.
Really? Let's see.
Well, it seems to have a mind of its own, sir.
I mean, if she just injected Nacrata into a volunteer's blood, say, Daniel, because let's face it, I mean, you can kill Daniel several times.
Oh, yeah, nothing will stop Daniel coming back. Yeah, point that hand away from me.
Hey, watch where you're pulling that thing.
Sorry.
Whoa, okay. Was she trying to heal things? All time.
Take that off.
That's the healing device, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which she can't seem to get going.
What is she going to plan to heal? There's nothing to heal.
Just concentrate like you did with the other thing.
Give up. You must strive to master control of the power. It takes time.
Yeah, well, that's going to have to wait. Why don't you bring that stuff with you? We should find a place that's a little less public.
I think, you see, the hand device worked for her because she's fundamentally a military person, despite being the doctor. She's really not comfortable with this, is she?
No. Well, it's just a reminder of the violation her body and soul went through, wasn't it?
Yeah, but she comes to terms with his memories later on.
Yeah, but this is now, and that's then. And they have the, I think this is the same music from Hammer of the Gods and all, when they were walking around for no apparent reason off the episode.
You know why they're walking around for no apparent reason for half the episode? It's cheap to film. trees, and more trees. It's not like Canada's got a shortage of them. He's not happy.
No.
Ooh, he's ticked off. You're right, this is a much better episode than Need. I'm enjoying this. Even if I can't really hear it. Would you compare it to Need? I probably enjoy having it while it's poked out.
Yes.
I mean, it's Need, let's face it. But we should not waste time commenting on this episode by saying how bad the last episode was.
Now we had a whole episode of saying how bad the last episode was.
No, we did try and find some redeeming features. We had, for example, Walter.
Yes.
Great. Probably 30 good seconds in an entire 42 and a half minutes.
If Olaf is right and Thor has rejected us, our last hope lies with you.
Gerwin, I doubt Thor is angry. Now, he may just be far away. That's why he left the hammer, to protect you.
That's it. A little patronising, but...
What did you say? Sorry, I haven't caught up with that in the transcript.
No, Daniel was saying it's not that Thor is angry with you. He could just be far away, you know, pandering to their belief of a god who were protecting them.
Exterior Chimeran Forest, a different part.
A different part. The same part, that later that night.
Kendra's grave. Sorry, I'm catching up here.
The ancient tales tell of a hall in which Thor placed all of his powers to help us, to defend us.
That may signify some sort of Asgard weaponer. Weapons.
You think they kept weapons hidden here somewhere?
Where is this Hall of Thor's might?
So the idea that there could be more weaponry left by Thor.
There.
That's a lot of pyramid ship. And they seem to be building themselves. Because I'm sure at the start, a sudden extra story of the ship just appeared from nowhere.
Well, the gold have a lot of technology on their disposal.
You know, that's not really a crouched run, is it? He's bent over by about 5%.
Oh, Jack means business now. His hat's on backwards.
That's with the heads. Look like those guys that used to be with Ra back on Abydos.
They are Horus. They guard the family of Ra. These probably guard the Goa'uld Heru'ur.
And he'd be Ra's what? Cousin? Uncle? What?
He is the son of Ra and of Hathor.
Helmets which present... What the hell did he do that for? It's a binoculars deal. You know, two eyes. What on earth did he do that for, though?
I don't know.
You saw it, right?
One eye. But...
One eye, and it's not even the eye that... You know, it's the left eye piece, which he's looking at through his right eye. Oh, dear. First prime?
Oh, no, that's the system lord himself.
Is it?
Yeah, the golden armor, the red eyes.
Kneel before your god.
God is Thor. He taught us to stand as equals.
Your god cannot help you now. Only I can. Strangers came through the device you call the portal. Who are they? Answer! Answer. Answer!
Thor taught us to have no fear of death!
How do you pronounce his name? Haruru. Haruru.
Haruru. Haruru. It's like fish.
Douglas H. Arthur. Arthur's playing the role. Had bit parts in Smallville and The Fog.
Where in Smallville?
Only one episode.
So. Is Jafar attempting to use a silenced handgun to actually kill... Now, I have a question. Why didn't they aim for his head? The shield wasn't up. It's a silenced bullet.
Yep. He wouldn't have had time to put the shield up, would he?
No. He just said the last thing which entered his brain would have been a 45 caliber round.
Place heavy guard at the shop by eye. Find them!
Now, that's arrogant stuff. What did he fire at there?
Staff weapon. Good job the power cell didn't blow.
I thought it did.
Well, if it did, it was a pretty unimpressive explosion.
Just standing there.
Well, nothing can touch him, can it?
Well, these guys have crossbows, and I'd say they go through it, or a thrown knife.
Well, Apophis didn't actually tell anybody about that, because that would be humiliating. In fact, he probably killed any surviving guard, so they wouldn't talk.
No, but they know. He probably doesn't, but SG-1 do. That was my point. SG-1 know.
But
that.
They don't carry crossbows with them.
Well, this crowd probably would. It's that level of technology. It's... of late Iron Age.
Yeah, lend me a bow and arrow just in case I run into a system lord with a personal shield.
Well, I guess we'll just have to hole up in here a while till things calm down.
Things will not calm down, Daniel Jackson. They will, in fact, calm up. He means things will escalate, of course. The new pyramids in the valley are landing pedestals for the Goa'uld motherships. They will most likely arrive very soon and contain large numbers of death gliders.
I'm afraid we're on our own, kids.
But I'm not going to go off into an armaments discussion because I'll end up talking about an RPG which included calculations when you're firing a gun for wind speed. I was just at an RPG con, folks, so if I occasionally diversify into dice rolls, don't mind me.
If we use all the C4 to blow the camps now, what do we use when the ships and gliders show up later?
Guys, there's a third option here we might want to consider. There's a legend around here about a Hall of Thor's Might.
Daniel, there's a time and place for mythology.
With all due respect, sir, we thought Thor's hammer was a myth until we proved it was real.
Jack, I think Thor's might may refer to a alien weapon or weapons that have been hidden away for centuries.
You could certainly use the firepower, sir.
And Garwin said she'd take us there.
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, it sounds like our old buddy Thor is our best bet.
They're having a good chat about all their options, the weaponry they haven't got. They ain't got enough C4 to do any damage to the... There must be hundreds, if not thousands, Jafar there.
Oh, this is the teleport thing, which they didn't blow up.
This is it.
This is the Hall of Might?
You were expecting something different?
Well, maybe a hall.
I don't see anything that could be a weapon. I'm sure this is it.
Well, maybe this will send us somewhere else. Like the obelisk sent Jack and Teal to Thor's hammer.
Yeah, but it's not part of the technology they've discovered before. They believe that this is another way into Thor's domain.
But they can walk in. They know where the entrance is.
Yeah, but that's just a labyrinth. There's no technology in the labyrinth.
Yeah, there is. There was a projector and stuff with the hologram of Thor.
Yes, and that was it. Daniel? This is something else.
Wow, what a ride.
Where are we?
Ah! Well, this is a step in the right direction. At least it fits the definition of the word hall.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
That was Asgard beaming technology.
Yes.
Which, officially, we don't actually know about yet.
That's true. People always have a bad feeling about this. The most overused line in science fiction.
Ah, we have a golden thingy. And it's glowing in response to the fact that they brought artificial light, which it recognises.
I am Thor. You are brave to come before me.
Almighty Thor, we need your help.
However, only the worthy may witness Thor's might.
Do you not think me worthy? Forsaken me.
It's just a holographic recording. It's being projected through that hole in the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, if you say so.
Isn't this the puzzle?
Yeah. From time to time, individuals from this world take the journey to visit Thor, hoping to prove themselves worthy.
Maybe somehow we have to prove that we're worthy before he'll trust us with his might.
Which you still think is a weapon.
I'm hoping so at this point.
I suppose it's a system, a device that the Asgard can use to judge how the people are developing.
Yes, if you've discovered pi, then you're...
Yeah.
Unless pi is exactly 3.
Yes, it is possible if you're crazy enough. You may have to change the way the universe works.
Oh, what the hell?
Thor is preparing to strike us down!
No, he's not! He's not a wrathful god.
Then what is he doing?
This is definitely a test.
We're in Canada, not Los Angeles. Oops-a-daisy.
I don't suppose this is the best time to bring up my problem with heights.
It's an illusion. At least we think it's an illusion. I got those in a military campaign I was using at the RPGs. I was.
A few claymores.
Sorry? Yeah, I was. We were doing something set around 2014. I was in US Army, so I was equipping myself from memories from Stargate. Claymores, I want remotely. I want wireless claymores.
They should be thankful. At least they can see that there's a way to cross it. Indiana Jones didn't even know that.
Nor did Daniel in the King of the Crystal Skull episode.
Yes. Considering TV budget. It looks... I mean, the rock doesn't look like rock. The long-distance shot looked pretty effective. It's conveying the depth.
It's CG, isn't it?
It's a matte painting.
That's a matte painting?
Well, not that is, but from the overhead view, that's a matte painting.
It's okay. Come on.
They are 5 inches off the ground when they were doing that walk. Mm-hmm.
If that.
Nah, 5 inches, it says so. I'd still be nervous, because even the simplest things...
Erwin. Just slide across. You can do it.
Thor shook the beam. He wants me dead.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, just stay there. I'll come and get you.
No. I'll do it. You're already across.
Well, that's just not fair, is it? That's not fair at all.
He shook it when she was crossing?
I know, that's not right. You can just imagine Thor and his mates watching this and with the button, shake the whole
push
room.
The vibrate button, they're sitting there with popcorn.
More bass,
you know?
More bass.
Yep, I'm right behind you now. Almost there.
Poor thing does look terrified. And what's Daniel going to do? Kick her up the arse?
Right, now, I'm going to do something to you. And yes. The only way to stop me is to get moving forward.
Well, that's the point. I'm going to touch you inappropriately.
Yeah.
And then we're going to finish this thing together, okay? Okay.
Did Daniel go over as well? It looked like Daniel went over as well.
It did look like Daniel went over as well.
Now, this is where you put the ad break.
Yeah.
You guys okay? Okay, so, what was that all about?
You have shown true selflessness and bravery. Willingness to sacrifice oneself to save another is an honorable trait. I salute you. Now you must add wisdom to courage. Solve the riddle of the runes, and I will show you my true might.
Faith in your god.
They must have met some criteria.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were willing to die to reach me. You see, I hadn't read that bit in the transcript.
How did he know what we did?
There must be some sort of advanced sensors in here. So, now what?
Deliberately shook it, put air into peril, to see if Daniel would help her out.
Now we try to solve the riddle of the runes.
So now what? You pushed the button again? Beam me.
Level 2.
Warning, if you exit the game now, you lose all unsaved progress.
Yeah. No automatic save points in this game, kids. You just imagine now Olaf walking up to one of them and poking it and saying, "What's this?"
Boom.
Yeah, boom. Big boom.
Boom tomorrow. No boom today. Yes, I will use any and every excuse to use that quote whenever possible. Even inaccurately.
Sons of Midgar! The Edens approach! A large contingent coming up the lower path. We must fight!
Yeah.
Well, that's very confusing. Who must fight? Why are we hiding?
Said you would help us fight them. Quiet.
You are.
Come on.
Let's face it, even with a gun, I think he could probably get a good blow with the axe before Jack could react.
Yeah.
I still think the remote detonator for the Claymore should be a PS3 controller.
And then start bitching because the Bluetooth is draining the batteries too much.
No, Jack fires about 12 bullets and Teok just one carefully placed.
Yeah.
That's on semi-automatic based on the speed of...
Olaf is impressed.
Thunder and fire. You do possess Thor's might.
I got one you missed.
It works. The result is the same.
O'Neill. Another patrol approaches. We should leave this area immediately. Come.
Yes.
Isn't Olaf going to get his axe back?
You'd hope so.
You'd think so. You'd think. But I mean, he probably forged it himself.
Yeah, it's not as if he went into town and bought one.
The runes.
Daniel, we don't have time for this.
Well, the faster we solve the riddles, the faster we get whatever Thor's might is.
Riddles. Okay. Is Thor testing us?
I figure it's some sort of safeguard.
That's RUNES, folks, not RUINS. If I don't want to get emails from people saying that it's in perfect repair, it's not ruined.
It'd be nice to get emails.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I thought I'd let you say it. Yes, it would be nice to get emails.
Well, it doesn't make any sense that he would waste this kind of time when the planet's under attack.
Well, remember, he thinks this is a protected planet, that his anti-ghoul devices are infallible. I mean, he couldn't have known there would be any hurry to find whatever Thor's might is.
Well, there is a hurry. Can you solve this?
Okay.
Yep, wise after the fact, Daniel.
What?
Explaining that this is all one big test.
Well, duh. Tell us something we don't know, Daniel. And no, that's not an invite.
So each rune stands for an idea.
Right. Now, the first one is associated with Thor's protective power.
Well, that could mean anything. And it could be the Gould detector they put up at the gate, or even the hammer device.
Okay. Daniel is desperately trying to work this out.
Yeah.
I mean, this should be child's play for Daniel. He's a linguistic expert.
Well, you've got to make it look difficult before you come up with the answer.
This is the Scotty effect.
Yes, exactly. I can fix it in 12 hours, Captain, but I'll do it in 6, and you'll think I'm a miracle worker. Sorry about the accent, folks. That really didn't come out very well.
What's going on, Teal?
They're signaling their position. They will close into an interlaced pattern that will sweep in corners. It is an old Jaffa hunting technique.
Back to the forest so that the exposition doesn't get too boring. If only they'd thought of that directorial style last episode.
Yeah, but can you imagine someone like Olaf in last week's episode? Perhaps a former suitor who didn't like the idea of Daniel coming in.
Well, she would just be like, hey, fight to the death. It really doesn't matter. In fact, I'd like you to fight to the death every week.
Yeah, and whoever dies, I'll revive you and then you can fight to the death again. And after about 2 months of this, they both run away together, thinking they've had enough of women.
Yes, and they find a nice quiet mountain.
Daniel? Could the answer be here?
That's it, Daniel. She's showing you up now.
No, those aren't ruins. They're pictographs.
She recognises the symbols?
That's it, Daniel. Tell her they're pictographs and...
One wall has ruins, one has pictographs, and one has simple geometric shapes. I have no idea what he wants us to do.
He's found the passport.
Yeah, Bobo's on.
There is no shame. Perhaps in more time you'll have come of age.
Excuse me. Could you just please one second.
It's a VHS recording because you can see all the wavering in it.
Yeah, that's why you're getting lines. The tracking's off. Nothing like pressure.
I think Daniel works better when he's under a bit of pressure because he blathers about a bit too much.
Of course he does. He's Daniel.
Okay. Norse ruins were ideas, but in later years they became letters. They were also numbers. 3. 14. 15. 9. It's no use. It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yes, it does. 3.14159. It's pi.
It's pi.
Pi.
That's it, son.
Oh, there you go.
It's pi? That's what you wanted us to figure out? Right, the word pi is an Earth term. We have to depict it somehow. On the geometric shapes.
They don't know what's called pi.
No.
Pi is the ratio of the radius of the circle to its circumference. So we have...
The inside of the circle is soft like sand.
Pi is the formula for finding the circumference of a circle by measuring the radius.
The radius.
It's not a very straight line, Daniel.
It gets very thick at the bottom.
Yes. Where's the button?
That's it.
And we have a bright light. And Thor, the grey guy.
I am the actual one, whom you know as Thor.
You're born my great-great-grandfather.
Bit of a disappointment there.
It's like, oh God, we're expecting a mighty warrior.
Little skinny grey guy.
What we've got is the alien equivalent of a script kiddie.
Bit of a effeminate voice as well.
Yes.
Not exactly butch. Olaf won't be happy.
No, Olaf won't be happy.
Come on, Daniel.
Daniel, this is uncanny. It looks just like the descriptions of the Roswell Greys back home.
I guess there's some truth to those stories after all.
You think the Asgards may have visited Earth?
Why not?
I am the supreme commander of the Asgard fleet.
How can this be?
In the 10 span since I created this world, you are the first to reach this level of contact. You have finally grown wise enough to see me in my true form.
These are the wise ones. I would never have come this far without their help. Gerwin, it's a hologram. It was probably recorded 1,000 years ago. It can't hear you.
On the contrary, my image is a living transmission. I am communicating to you from my quarters aboard the Asgard ship Beliskner.
You mean you're the real?
It's a real transmission.
I can hear you. You know,
they don't realise that.
Thor, played by Mark Gibbons. I assume it's just the voice actor and not the actor himself.
Well, one would hope not. Yeah. Otherwise, he'd be getting a lot less work. In fact, why would he bother? You could just tour with National Enquirer.
Samaria is a safe world.
Yeah, we sort of messed that up.
Ooh, Daniel, careful.
If we want them to be our friends, we have to show them that they can trust us.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oops, again. Yeah, yeah. I was asleep when you woke me up.
You're like, I'm grumpy. Not anymore. We kind of broke it. God damn, you'll admit it.
The Jaffa serve the gold.
This one does not. He stands with them and now with us to fight the Ettins.
Well, they should have put some sort of signaling device in the hammer. If it was broken,
yeah,
it sent...
They blew up the hammer, they blew up the signaling device.
Perhaps it should have been an active signal then, so breaking it broke the signal.
Possibly, but if it's an active signal, then it could be tracked back. You don't necessarily want that.
You have opened Samaria to attack by the gold.
Yeah, apparently.
So, if you have any weapons that might be of help, we would really like to set things straight.
Weapons?
Isn't that what all those tests were here to protect?
So, Thor not happy.
Typical humans, always looking for weapons.
No, wait! Where's Gerwin?
Good question.
They've left Gerwin behind.
He's going to retcon her mind. You're clearly not ready for this development, so I'm just going to do a Captain Jack retcon pill on you.
Well, that's only a small act, so no good.
Well, that's timing for you. Party's about to begin.
You're getting pretty close. How many are out there?
We are outnumbered approximately 20 to 1.
Daniel, you look suspiciously empty-handed.
Olaf acts bigger than your act. Is this going to be an axing contest?
Yep. Go on, tell him, Daniel.
There's nothing, Jack. Nothing.
Well, we did meet the real Thor.
Did you now? Nice fella?
Tell him that you ticked off Thor and you admitted that you broke the hammer.
We go.
Is that the giant?
Shield yourselves!
Dual staff weapon. Are those things normally mounted on ships?
Intruders! From the Jaffa High! Throw down your weapons! Surrender now, and the slaves of this world will be allowed to live and serve Heru-Ur! Fight! And they will all die!
Fair enough. They want captives. They don't want to kill them.
They don't want to, but... Well, they probably do want to. They just not have to. They might decide to do so anyway.
Yeah.
Daniel's looking rather pale. Jack looks slightly bruised about the cheekbone, which is about as heavily injured as we see Jack when he's actually in the hospital and half dead. Like, oh my God, I've got a slight bruise on my cheekbone.
Little kid. Changes Jack's view. I imagine budget restricted the use of death gliders in this episode.
Yes, although they were mentioned in the script. Okay, kill them now.
Yeah, the noise.
Hey, on you. We're dead. But it's okay, I've been dead before, it's fine, I got better.
Take care of your people.
Is this where we see the big black shiny cloud?
It's probably coming up. It's not like Vikings to surrender though, that's not their way, is it?
No. Why aren't they shooting them for not progressing? I'm sorry,
everybody stopped. Prisoners aren't not supposed to stop and...
Before they rode into battle, the Sioux used to say, this is a good day to die. Again, maybe not.
Big black cloud.
This is Command and Conquer the weather,
Jack,
weather machine.
Jack, it is. It's Command and Conquer weapon.
This is Thor's chariot.
An Asgard mothership. I've heard them described in Jaffa legend.
This is stunning. This is... It really is.
You think it's good effect?
This is beautiful. The ship design makes mincemeat of anything Star Trek came up with. Just look at it. This is what an advanced alien species does. Oh, run away, little man.
Well, he's got hundreds of troops wherever he's after going.
Yeah, it's not.
Do you think he's got some sort of Asgard detection device?
What, he knew they were coming, so he scarpered.
Yeah, he scarpered. Because no way he'd have gotten from whatever throne room on the central pyramid ship to the gate that fast.
He must have been pretty close. He might have had a couple of ships in orbit that got destroyed straight away.
He told me to give you a message to satisfy your curiosity. I'm to tell you he's a member of a species who have visited your world often. They are friend to all, protector of all, except the Gould, with whom they are at war.
Well, that's very nice. But I'd still like to meet the old guy.
Well, he said that, like us, you're still much too young.
Oh, we're still too young to meet him.
For us, there is still much to rebuild. Thor has promised to leave an Asgard teacher behind to help us.
Then Samaria would be a safe world again. That is good.
Yes, it is. I'm to tell you that Thor's new hammer will make an exception for the one called Teal'c. You are welcome here anytime.
That device didn't imply it destroyed them. It seemed to just beam them somewhere.
Well, it's one of the beauty of turning people into data. You can just erase them.
No, that's more Stargate Atlantis. The beam seems to resolve immediately somewhere. You can't sort of hold them in an energy buffer. But they are going to repair the... In fact, he probably pushed a couple of buttons and beam.
No, leaving one of the Asgard behind to help them. Oh, that's all right.
Isn't it sort of a nice ship? But you only really see the edge of it.
Yeah, but look at it. Come on. I know it's wrong just to go all fanboy over a bit of CGI spaceship. But come on, that's why we watch science fiction.
So we can?
Yeah, so we can, yeah. So, best episode of the season so far? You think so? Or do you think...
Well, you're coming off Need, so...
Yeah, that probably helps.
To be honest with you, Politics would have been a great episode coming off Need. Politics is one of the weakest episodes of... And that was Thor's Chariot, the introduction, or at least they were hinted at, but they weren't formally introduced. First time we've seen the Asgard.
Yep, in all their glory. They don't look like much, but they've got... They're a kick-ass alien race. Very high technology.
Big shiny ships.
Much more advanced than it seems the Goa'uld. At least they've got devices that can counter anything the Goa'uld can do.
Mm-hmm.
And when push comes to shove, the system lords turn tail and run.
So we've now met at least three advanced races and one potential resistance to the Goa'uld.
Yeah.
Because last season we got the Tolan.
Tolan, yeah.
And this season we've been dropped into the Tok'ra and the Asgard. Oh, we got the Nox last season, but I never really liked the Nox.
And terrible hairdos.
The terrible hairdos and far too tree huggy. So next week's episode is entitled Message in a Bottle.
Yes.
Next on Stargate SG-1. On a barren world, an ancient civilization left a priceless gift.
Whoever this civilization was, they went to great pains to leave this behind. Like a message in a bottle.
Any idea what we're dealing with here?
It's the artifact, sir. Something's wrong.
But this is one present that should never have been opened.
It does not wish to be removed.
That's too damn bad.
And there's no sending it back.
Get out of there!
Can we beat this thing?
Well, like the Colonel always says, never give up, right?
We'll make our stand right here, Captain.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
Shut up!
A fairly well-used storyline.
Oh, it's a trope. It's definitely a trope.
But I'll forgive him anything after this episode.
But it's a one-off episode. But we'll talk about that next week. And keep listening. By all means, folks, gaycast@phasecast.com. And there's also a feedback form on the website. The link should come up on your iPod if you've downloaded this via iTunes, because that's the way the feed is set up, as I understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand anything about it. I'll take Alan's word for it, and Scott's, of course.
Yes. our sub-web monkey, our sub-web primate, since we don't use the M-word. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
And goodbye, folks.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.